P-O-T-A-T-O, P-O-T-A-T-O. Pulling from the ground, potato.
So George is a bit of a lovable larrikin. He loves sport. He's a great farmer. And he just loves to teach kids about where their food and fibre comes from. And for those kids that are, you know, already have a little bit of an understanding of where their food comes from, he's also an inspirational character, you know, that farming kids look up to.
Planting wheat, growing potatoes and shearing sheep. Well, that's what students in northwest Victoria are learning about today, with a bit of help from their mate George the farmer. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. George is a lovable fictional character who comes to life through a series of books, songs and online videos. It's all designed to teach young people about where their food comes from. And I've caught up with George the Farmer creators Simone Kane and Ben Hood during a visit to Oyen College.
Growing potatoes takes lots of time. How many weeks you say? You say about 9. Cut the spade in half and dig a long row. Drop them all in and watch them grow.
So the stories are based on things that happen either on my family farm that my husband runs with his brother, or from people that we meet. So the latest story that we have is George the Farmer, Ruby and the Dairy Dilemma, and that's basically about robotic dairies. So a couple of years ago I met a robotic dairy technician, and he was telling me about how he can log in on his mobile phone to see any of his clients' cows at different dairies in Western Australia. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Like, the kids would love to learn about that technology within the story. So that's what we based that one on.
And Ben, for you, it must be great to see George come to life. You really came up with the way George looks.
Yeah, it's really rewarding to see the kids embrace George and really fall in love with him. Everywhere we go, we've always got kids coming up to us and showing us their worn out books and their dolls and all those types of things. So it's really wonderful to see something that Simone and I have created be really embraced and loved by a whole heap of kids.
When you came up with the idea of what George was going to look like, where did you begin? Did you model him a little bit on your own look? Because there's a little bit of similarity there.
Oh, I'm certainly not as good looking as George. But George is an amalgam of a couple of our friends. One, Simone's husband, Justin, and our friend, George Kidman, who lives in Coonawarra. He's a farmer down there, a sheep farmer predominantly. So he was a bit of a smooshing together of that sort of larrikin sort of look and a few people that we know. And then when I go to draw the books, I just think back to my childhood on the farm and what it was like to be in the shearing shed and working on the decks of the shed or in the tractor and harvesting and those types of things. So it's really just remembering what it was like to be back on the farm and the smells and the sounds and the textures of the farm, and wanting to really get that across in the illustrations and the look and the feel of George, because we want to first and foremost be as authentic as we can to the agricultural industry, because we're telling stories about people's lives, really. Yeah.
You said that it's really great to be able to be part of a project to help kids know where their food comes from. I'm also wondering whether you're seeing more and more parents, more and more adults learning where their food comes from.
Yeah, well, a lot of the parents have said to us, and teachers as well, like, you know, they've watched our potato video online and they go, oh, wow, we never knew exactly how potatoes were growing and how they were harvested and all those types of things and the life cycle of a potato plant. So, you know, we're finding a lot of parents as well are engaging with George and we watch them at shows and a lot of them sing along and get into it, and I've had a few parents come up to me and say, you know, for the love of God, can you please write some more songs? We've listened to these ones about a million times.
The Hubble Potato has lots of names. How many do you know? Let's play a game. There's Rubulo, Charisma, Coliban, Kifla, King Eddie, Kinnebec, Opidosa, Kifra, Dore, Laura, Melody, Remarka, Desiree, Bison, Dutch Cream, Eureka, Exton, Harmony, Kestrel, Maranaka. I'm running out of breath and there's many more to say.
I'm Liam, I'm 9. It was good, he sang us songs, and there's a new one coming out about peas, I think it is.
Hi, I'm Maya and I'm 9 years old. We learn all the different things that grows on the farm, like meat, dairy and fruit and vegetables.
Were you surprised about some of the things you learned, or did you already have a bit of an idea?
already had a bit of an idea.
Why is that?
Because my dad and my cousin's dad work on a farm, and I go out there for like nearly every weekend.
Hi, I'm Ian. I'm 9 years old. And what I liked about today was the dairy, because all different kinds of products that you can eat that are from farms.
And so George was singing some songs about dairy?
Yeah, I liked the one about the potatoes the best.
What did you like about the potato song?
That it kept repeating it and it made everyone happy.
Do you like eating potatoes?
Yeah, I like most potatoes, like mashed potato and just potato with the skin on it.
Everybody seems to like the songs and the dancing. Can you demonstrate a little bit to me what you were singing and dancing, what was happening today?
Yeah. Potato.
Potatoes.
Bake 'em, mash 'em, and shake 'em.
Oh, healthy and nutritious potato.